Ed, what about selection of adjuvant chemo?
Yeah, and that's why I brought that up with Alan, because, again, what I'm hearing from the community is this is what the impact of CLGB 9633 was, is that carboplatin is acceptable. And ironically, we have two visiting doctors from Brazil who are observing in our clinics, and one asked me just yesterday, so the standard of care in the U.S. is carboplatin, right? I said, well, yes, more than 50% of the people use it. And I said, why would you choose carboplatin? And he goes, well, isn't that an approved regimen? And I said, well, why don't you do a PubMed search and show me the data that would justify carboplatin and the dose that you would choose of Taxol? And this is during my clinic. So 4 hours later, we had dissected how 250 per meter squared was as good as 135 per meter squared 24 hour, but had too many side effects. So 135 became the standard of care of a 24 hour. Then we showed a 175 versus 225, which seemed to show it was pretty similar, but actually by the data, 225 seemed a little better than 175. And then no one uses 225, so everybody uses 200, and none of that's approved. And it was very interesting, and I said, this is what's happened, is that we've digressed from these regimens of where the approval trials were to regimens that we don't know are optimal or suboptimal. I think that begs the carboplatin question with the study, and that's why it comes up. And so I think cisplatin is the key in adjuvant, and I think you can probably pair it with a number of different drugs to show benefit.
So when these two Brazilian visitors ask you, what are you going to use, what do you use?
I will talk to patients, and I'll say, if you go by the data, that body of evidence out there, it's cisvinorelbine. But I also tell them that I'll use cis-docetaxel quite a bit based on the 326 study that Frank Vasella presented, because in the metastatic setting, it was similar in efficacy, but had better side effects, better quality of life.
And so how do you decide between those two?
Oh, I usually go with docetaxel on most of those. The vinorelbine requires a central line to administer because it's a vesicant. So,
Mark?
Yeah, a couple comments. One is, I do think cis is a better drug. Cis is a more difficult drug to give in this population. Secondly, it's hard for me to go from these esoteric discussions about whether exon 19 is better than exon 21, and then talk in the adjuvant setting about, is cis better than carbo? You know, I wish 3 years ago at CLGB, I said, can't we do a carbo versus cis adjuvant trial? Just get it over with. The endpoint is death at 3 to 5, whatever you want to pick. And you know, one or the other. We are going to continue, because we aren't going to do this. We're going to ask the bevacizumab question. Hopefully someone outside the U.S. will do a trial of carbo, you pick the second drug, versus six, you pick the second drug, and we'll find out in the adjuvant setting what is best.
What regimen are you utilizing in general off protocol?
Well, I agree with what Ed said. When I look at the stage four, I try to give cis. I think the second drug, we have no evidence, but I tend to use gem or taxane-based therapies. The problem is that a lot of patients that I see postoperatively aren't great cis candidates, and I think getting some therapy in, some exposure,
absolutely,
even if it's carbo,
absolutely,
is important.
What do you pair it with?
When I use carbo, I use Taxol.